Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at an apartment in the 800 block of 8th Street in Eureka last week. Officers were searching for drugs, in particular heroin, and they also wanted to speak with 48-year-old Dixie Lee Holder. Officers also encountered two teenagers, a 19-year-old male on juvenile probation and 18-year-old Mackenzie Tidd, who had two felony warrants out in her name. Officers searched the apartment and found drug use paraphernalia, scales, packaging materials, and other evidence of drug sales, but no drugs. Holder and Tidd were both arrested and taken to county jail. Officers suspected that Holder had hidden drugs in a body cavity, and while being searched in the jail, a corrections officer spotted Holder pull a package from a body cavity and attempt to swallow it. It turned out the package contained 15 grams of black tar heroin. That amount, if swallowed, would most likely have caused a severe overdose, but Holder was prevented from swallowing it by the corrections officer and now faces an additional charge of smuggling drugs into the county jail. Sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to a report of a shooting incident late Friday night on Main Street in Alder Point. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the victim, who told them that he was on his way home when he saw a man named Randy. The victim then told deputies that he yelled at Randy, and Randy pulled a handgun from his waistband and fired several shots at him. A deputy found a bullet hole in the victim's truck, and a search of the area failed to find the suspect. That suspect is described as an adult Hispanic male, blind in his left eye, who was riding a dark green quad and wearing a dark-colored Carhartt jacket. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Eureka Police Department conducted a DUI checkpoint at 5th and O Streets in Eureka on Saturday night and screened more than 500 vehicles before the checkpoint was shut down early because of bad weather and safety concerns. One driver at the checkpoint was cited for driving on a suspended license, and his vehicle was towed. Another vehicle was searched after a screening officer smelled the strong odor of marijuana. A search of that vehicle resulted in the arrest of two men, and officers found a pound of processed weed and more than $1,600 in cash. Other officers conducted DUI saturation patrols on city streets and arrested two people on suspicion of DUI, Carrie Mayfield and Charity Gomes. Both were booked into jail on DUI charges. And the California Highway Patrol is investigating a deadly single-vehicle collision on Thomas Road in southern Humboldt last night. The driver, 38-year-old Mitchell Tyler Nerens from Cedar City, Utah, was driving southbound on Thomas when he lost control of the vehicle. The truck then tumbled down a steep embankment, hitting several trees along the way. The force of the collision caused fatal injuries, although Nerens was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. Anyone with information or who witnessed the crash is asked to contact the CHP. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At last week's Board of Supervisors meeting, dozens of people lined up at the microphone to speak about the final meeting for 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro added his thoughts to the news that Smith would step down early because of medical issues.
Well, Jimmy Smith, first of all, is a stand-up guy. And there's no person in elected office I know who's anything like him, except to say that I think he's a role model. And there's a whole lot of elected officials from, you know, school board members to city council members to state legislators who would like to be more like Jimmy Smith.
Chesbro went on to point out that you can learn an awful lot from watching how Smith did his job and how he interacted with the public and other governing bodies.
Because he cuts through the BS, he talks the truth, he listens more than he talks. And he's very good at bringing people together and overcoming the, you know, political and interest group differences that tend to prevent us from solving problems. And so he's just really an outstanding example of an elected official, and it's a terrible loss for the county.
Smith's resignation goes into effect on Friday, and he will be replaced by Supervisor-elect Rex Bone for the remainder of the term. And that's the North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.